we began our sugya discussing chametz shel acher b'rishuscha, if you're chayav or not, which ultimately got us into a discussion regarding the halacha of challah. Challah she'enu shalo, if it's chayav and afrosh is challah. And how do you navigate the Gemara in Baba Kama that says if gozel isa, if you steal dough, that you're chayav and challah. But ultimately, what that springboarded in and rolled over into, which is the shaila that we're discussing right now, is the third byproduct of this discussion, which ultimately affects something that's very relevant, halacha lemaisa, is there a din of lachem by matzah? The Torah says explicitly when it comes to dalad minim, lakachtem lachem, it has to be yours. And it seems to be from the Gemara in Sukkah Lamed Hei Mabez, as well as Psochim Lamed Chesim and Aleph, that there needs to be ownership that's necessary, and that's the reason Matzah Gzula, you're not Yaitz. And that was the opinion of the Rosh. So we raised the question, Rabbi Isai, that was really raised from the Sfas Emes, is that it seems to be that we put so much energy in preparation and in kavanas and l'shem yichuds for all of the matzahs and the mitzvahs that we spoke so highly about. Lashon Rabbi Akiva Eiger, kol mi sheyesh bo moyach b'kodkado, do you have a brain in your skull? Are you thick? Do you realize what the opportunities are that you have to now embark upon a mitzvah d'oraisa shel achila she'ein ba parallel, that there's no such mitzvah that exists bizman hazeh, Rabbi Yitzhak, kodshim mamish, on the level of d'oraisa? We have to realize what we're involved in. Yet now we are potentially threatening that entire experience, that entire mitzvah, because according to the Eil Gerosh, you're not yet. If it's not yours. And very often, many times, we're not at our own Seder. We're not in our own... All of you guys, do not pay for the matzah. Do not do a kinyan on the matzah. So as the Sfas Emes, is it possible that people are not makbid on this? That they actually might not be yoytze the mitzvah, we say? It should terrify us. This sugya is not only geshmak, but it's like mamish, it's terrifying. The issue that's being raised, Rabbi Zai, should be much more famous, should be much more bevust. Is there anything to rely on? What's the eight? Lo matzinu anashim shenagu uhikbidu al davar zeh. So we'll have to figure it out. Is there anything to be miyayitz on behalf of Klal Yisrael? Or is it possible that half of Klal Yisrael, forget half, majority of Klal Yisrael, were not yet in this mitzvah? They went to their parents, to their in-laws, to their guests, whatever, just to understand what we're talking about over here. I didn't say anything yet. You have a kasha, my kasha, or you have a suggestion?
I have a question.
Yeah.
By a lulav etro, my father buys me a lulav etro.
To do a kinyan. There's no question to do a kinyan.
I have to have das for kinyan.
Understand, not only that, I tell everyone in the shul to try to be makvid to the, when they give it to their wives, that they should do it.
If I haven't had das for kinyan, have I never been yotze yet? If I haven't had das for kinyan.
I didn't say that. Well, maybe some of what we'll suggest today might be, but you're being samech on kulos. There's no question that you should try to be yotze. Try to make a kinyan. You can give it to you by matana. You don't even have to pay for him. But like, we shouldn't be robotic. We have to. That's what we're trying to do over here. Everybody's saying, Torah has life. Torah has chiyus. Torah makes sense. Don't make this like, you know, going to church and just shaking your head and just like listen to whatever the pastor says. That's not what it's about. The Baruch Shalom wants you. The Baruch Shalom wants your service. The Baruch Shalom wants you to be involved. The Baruch Shalom wants you to ask questions. You don't ask manishtani, you're not yotze da'agodah. The point is, Why do I have to ask a kasha? Why can't I just say it? The word is because I gotta ask. I gotta get involved. I gotta be curious. I gotta express what's on my mind. Because I want you there. Like, if you're just sitting there, if you're just like nodding your head, the date's not going well. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanna, right? Rabbi, she's just sitting there passive, like, just like, I she got me a lulav and I just shook it, like, I don't wanna marry that. I don't wanna marry that. I don't even know what I'm doing. I don't even have a kinyan on it. I don't have a tefisa. That's not a shidduch. Bershon wants a shidduch. Bershon wants a shaychus. Rebbeinu wants curiosity. Rebbeinu wants you to express. Rebbeinu wants you. Rebbeinu wants your neshama. Rebbeinu created you. So he wants a kinyan. So by matzah also, that's the pashtus. So not necessary. So just to be mesader, just to be mesader, Rebbeinu said, because right now we should be shaking a little bit because we're really in heavy waters right now. Is that on the premise of the question is that we might have something that automatically off-kilters the chumrah, that it's not true. Shai Sari says not true. Don't read the Gemara on Psachim Lamed Ches, even though the Pashtus is, I did not think that was what the Gemara meant. But the Rambam seems to have a different conclusion. The Rambam seems to go more in line with Yerushalmi, although the Rambam doesn't exactly express the Lashon Yerushalmi, but maybe he's referring to one of the days of the Yerushalmi. The Rambam clearly, at least according to some of Farshim, is coming from the orientation of a mitzvah b'avera issue, and therefore once we leave the world of Gezel, so then, and that's the way the Shagas Aryeh paskins against the Rosh, so then we have an Eitzah. And I suggested that perhaps the Rambam could say that the Gemara is not paralleling the level of Bilus in each and every area. It's just that the Rambam, kind of like what David was saying, that there, by other areas, it can't be Shel Hektish, it can't be Shel Momen Gavoah, it can't be Shel Nochri. It has to be that I have my Heter Achila, I have a Shecher, I have a Kesher to it. But not that it has to be completely yours. And if it's not yours, it's not the problem of Lachem, but rather it's a problem of Mitzvah Avah V'Avir. Yeah.
I'm not sure, maybe I don't remember this, but have you ever settled Shaihari just for the Pasha Gemara Manifest? Meaning,
right, that's what we were doing. No, so I said the pashas of the Gemara on Lamed Ches, I don't think is mashma, but I think the Shagas Aryeh is going to say something to this. He's no different than the Rambam. He's going to say that the Gemara never meant to say that it has to be fully yours. The Gemara compared it in the same sentence to lulav. I don't have a good answer yet.
Can't you read Lachem into the Rambam? Meaning, you could say somebody that doesn't qualify as for Brent Muslim would also be still as Brent. Meaning,
why?
It's the same logic.
Why did I need that reason?
Why do you need the Rambam's reason?
Yeah.
I don't know if you need.
You're saying the Rambam.
Still reads well. Meaning,
you're saying maybe the Rambam holds that you need Lachem, not like the Shag Zari.
Whether or not you can read it into it, meaning it doesn't. It's not exclusionary.
Yes, that's 100%. What Moshe is saying is correct. You don't know from the Rambam what the Shagas Aryeh suggested. The Shagas Aryeh assumed that in Dasa Rambam that you wouldn't need it to be yours. And that's why the Rambam is doing that. You're saying, no, the Rambam is adding an additional element, even in situations maybe where it is yours, but you still can't make a Birkas HaMazon, that still would be a problem, like Tevel. Okay, could be. That would be against the Shagas Aryeh. So off the bat, we do have the Shagas Aryeh's Mahalach that seems to at least learn the Rambam like that, which is why, by the way, which is why we got here, because the Shagas Aryeh is consistent both in challah and in matzah, and that's what he's disagreeing with Tosfos Lagabe Chametz. None of what we're saying right now is going to affect Chametz, like we pointed out. There's no problem with Chametz. Chametz, everyone can say what they say, but the kasha of the Shagas Aryeh on Tosfos from challah is what got the ball rolling over here, and the Shagas Aryeh seems to say both by challah and matzah the same is so that it doesn't have to be yours. Yeah, David.
We paskin like the Chachamim, right?
We paskin like the Chachamim, yeah.
So, the Rosh is arguing like Lali with the Hilchasa?
No. Chachamim just have a machloek is whether or not Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoah or not.
Right, I'm not saying, but that's...
I'm not discussing Maaser Sheni. I'm discussing the premise of whether or not, if it was Mamon Gavoah, would that be a problem?
I'm saying, so they're saying it's not a problem.
No. There's a Shiloh in Hilchos Maaser Sheni. What's the status of Maaser Sheni? Okay? Now, who cares? Well, there's a problem, because by matzah, by matzah what? By matzah, I have a problem. It has to be Shiloh. So the Rosh is saying, from the premise of the Gemara, you see matzah has to be Shiloh, which has ramifications outside of Maaser Sheni.
So So it's saying that, that when we go down and we get to the Ksir Shabbat of the Chamachem, it's saying that, that the Chacham are basing it off.
No, the Chamachem means that matzah has to be yours.
Right, I'm saying so.
Now there's going to be a machlokes or Meir Chacham whether or not Meiser Sheni is yours or not.
That's something else.
That's a machlokes and Meiser Sheni. I thought I don't want to discuss
that.
Wait,
why would it not have been you're going to eat this in extra long, so you're eating it where it's catching you anyways. Meaning, what does it matter?
That's the Shaila, meaning does that mean that that's sufficient to Mamela? If it's Bama Gavolis, then it's not yours, it's Hektish. Right? Everyone agrees in every area of our Shilas, even Chomets, everybody say. Once it's Hektish, that's not yours.
But there's the Heder with.
That's true. That's true.
And
there is Heder. Yeah, but there is a restriction elsewhere that doesn't give you a Heder Achilas. So maybe so that would parallel. It's a good point. You're saying you have. Even if it's a moment gavoa, there is a heter achila which will give you that lower level in certain areas.
I hear.
But the matzah has to be transportable. That matzah has to be something that could be edible everywhere. So Rabbi Sai, what do we have over here? We, just to understand, to now hang our hat just on a Shagas Aryeh, which, you know, Moshe's not even convinced that he's right in Dasa Rambam. Rambam's very sussum. You know, it's not exactly clear whether or not the Rambam fundamentally disagreed, or you know, he was just quoting he was coming off of the Yerushalmi, you know, that you don't need Shiloh. And Rabbi Sai, bottom line, I really don't want to hang my hat on the Shagas Aryeh. Why? Because of the Mishnah Berurah. You see, if you open up a Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Sai, in Simin what? Tuf Mem Dalet? Is that where we are? Tuf Nun Dalet. In the Shulchan Aruch, I don't have a clear hachra, correct me if I'm wrong. But all the Shulchan Aruch tells me is matzah gzula, you're not yotze. And when you're kind of b'shino, you're yotze. Right? That could be for many different reasons. That could be for a mitzvah bov averi reason. But the Mishnah Berurah clearly gets into the whole issue and assumes that it's because fundamentally, like the Rush is telling us, that it has to be yours. Yeah, Evan. You stole it.
We said there's a distinction between the Rabban and the Shidurais. If it's a matzah, it's the rice we have to
go. Right, that's what we're saying. No, Mechaber is saying that matzah zul is usher. That's what I'm saying. Matzah zul is usher unless you're kind of a shina, right? Why? I don't know. If you would ask me, I would have two different options. Mitzvah Avera, or because of it's not yours. I don't see in the Mechaber itself necessarily Afra. But the Mishnah Berurah clearly assumes that what? If you borrow matzah, yes, how are you, I'd say. So the assumption is, right, he quotes right from the Taz, he says, like David said, once you're borrowing matzah, you're going to devour it. It's obviously the person that does to give it to you. So, fine. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, and what are you going to do with all the situations, you know, where the flour gets mixed up? Okay, so there maybe it's a shadow of Gezel, fine. But clearly, the Mishnah Berurah says over and over, it's got to be yours. He's assuming like the Rush. So once I'm going to take the chashash of the Mishnah Berurah for the Shita of the Rush, that's the way the Mechaber's paskening like. So the Memela Rabbi say it's going to affect us more outside the bakery or outside a person who's borrowing matzah, where you're going to have all the kulas that we mentioned. But here you're not going to have those kulas because I'm not borrowing and I'm just sitting there and I'm going to guess and you're letting me have the food. So here we have a clear hachra from the Mishnah Berurah to be choishish for the shita of the Rush, not to hold like the Shagas Aryeh. So yeah, you have one shita out there that seems to paskin like that, but that's not the way the halacha seems to be nikba. So now we have a very serious shaila on our hands. Yeah.
If I'm playing with the shita, that means it's no longer mitzvah.
Yeah. So these are sugyas that we're going to learn in two plate areas in Shas, Rabbi Yisrael. Is a sugya in Bava Kama, Daf Samach, Vav and Aleph. There's actually a few Gemaras like this in Meruba. It's a long Taisis that discusses this, a long Arichas. There's a sugya in Tzadi Gimel again in Bava Kama. It's a sugya of Shinoi Koine. And then if you learn Sukkah also, Sukkah and Daf Lamed also, the same exact Bali. I tell you, the same exact sugyas. Again, like the same thing that I said, Rabbi. So you learn one sugya, you're already down. You know, to exponential, you know, marathon for Shas, you already got two sugyas down. So basically, the yisoidas there are something to the effect of Julian. You're just going to have to take my word for it. Is that once you're koine it, so that creates it to have like a new shame, and the mitzvah of Avera is gone. once it's not a heftzah al gozel anymore. Right now it's mine and I have to pay him back money or I did something to it. So now that removes the impediment. Tosfos there in Baba Kama on daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Sorry, that's where the Tosfos is. The fat Tosfos. The bottom of Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Ula Omar. It's a big fat Tosfos. All the Yisoidus of this Inyan. Also a big fat Tosfos in Sukkah. Tosfos writes that even after your Koina B'Shinoi that you could be Yotze the Mitzvah, but Tosfos has one day of there that you shouldn't still make a Bracha. Because Bracha, even something that started off as an Avera, were Machmer Le'inyan, were Le'inyan Bracha. So Magen Avraham Paskins like that Tosfos La'alacha. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, I in the Magen Avraham, what we wrote about in Hilchos Lulav, because it's all the same Yisoidus that are applying again. And this is a lot of Shulchan Aruch HaBaisar, based on these Yisoidus, comes up here, comes up in Lulav, by stolen Lulav, and then it comes up also in Hilchos Tzitzis, that you have, you know, thread that you, or strings that you stole, and then you do a Shinoi, that affects all of these, but the premise of the Shulchan Aruch is that once it's Shinoi, legabe the mitzvah, not the brach, legabe the mitzvah, it's no longer going to be an impediment. You're right. It's a fascinating concept, but the Gemara has psukim. The Gemara says, the Gemara quotes Shinoi Koina. We learn from Esnon. We learn from certain parshias. That's really what a lot of Perek Merubah is about. A lot of lumdus to discuss there, but it's a big chiddush of the Torah. A gazlon is Koina, and you can be a kaddish woman with that.
Isn't everything you steal?
It's all about you stole it. Now, once I steal something, it's my achrayus. I got to guard this. I got to watch this. Now, if I'm mishanit, so then the Torah says, we don't want you to give back the same item. So now you're reclaiming it. So now you got to pay back the cash. You're not going to get off scot-free. And you're going to have to pay money. Like, there's no question. Like, we're not foregoing at it, but just, okay, you were kind of bishinoi. And there's a shaila how that works. Could be that even the gazela, this is wild. You're not going to believe this when I'm going to say that to you. But the Pashup Shad is that the Gezela itself is a Kenyan. The Torah tells you you can't be Koinet Legamre because the Torah is Mitzavah Yubaheshav is like Gezela. Once the item doesn't look like the item as it was Beshas Gezela, the Torah removes Veheshav is like Gezela on the item. Now you have to pay cash. So if the Torah removes the Heshav is like Gezela on the item, where's the Kenyan? Where's the Kenyan? I wasn't Koinet. Kenyan goes back from that original Maisa Gzela, and that's how I was Koinet. Wild. So I believe that's the way the Nesivos explains the way Shidoi Koinet works. I stole something, there's an Ikuv, it doesn't work to be Koinet, because there's a mitzvah of a Heshav Zagzela. Second, I change the item, now I have to pay cash. I don't give back the item, because the Heshav Zagzela is removed, and Melam Koinet from the Mais Zagzela. That's the Parsha of Gezel. Wild. Wild. And you violate it a lot. That's, by the way, the Gemara asks the following question. How could you ever say Shinoi Koinet? Ask me a Kasher Rabbi Isai. E Ovid. Loi Mahani. Machlok Zabayan Ravin Tmura Rabbi Isai. Gemara raises this kasha. How does anything I say make any sense? The Torah says if you ever go against the principles of the Torah, you're not allowed. It doesn't work, right? So that's one of the kashas, right? I told you, Rabbi Yisai, famous two blot in the beginning of Tmura, from Davdala to Davov, right? Those are the right Machlek Zabai and Rava. When you go against the words of the Torah, does it work or does it not work? The Gemara asks from Shina Koina. That's the Gemara over there in Tmura. Yeah. So that's the chiddush of the Torah, that you don't have das hamakna. Oh, the guy's screaming his head off. It's not a regular kinyan, ain't a chanami.
Very good name as well.
Huh? Same thing.
I don't remember how we explained the shagasari lechem. Can you explain it?
That's what I was telling you, that you just did a role reversal.
I know.
What you said, I was saying, was what the shagasari is going to do.
I'm thinking for the words of the Gemara, lechem.
You're taking my kashas?
I'm so.
Yeah, in a chanami, that was my problem. That's the problem.
We didn't explain it.
No, the pashup shot is that the Gemara is not making a full parallel. I think that's the only way to explain it, according to Shagasar. This is what you were defending on day one.
Defending it in the Meister
now you just took my attacks and you were attacking me with it. Very nice. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. No.
Huh?
Did the Rambam also
want the Shura? Because he said it's like color and it's
not. Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's a great aura, what no one's pointing out. If the Rambam holds like that Pshita of Tosfos, that it's still going to be Machalos Asuras, if you're Mishane, you got to look at the Nois HaKeilim on the Rambam. If you're Mishane, it could be that Lagabi Matzah, you're not still going to be Yotze, because Lagabi Bracha, we're still going to be Machal. But you have to know if the Rambam, I don't know if the Rambam holds that Chumar Lagabi Bracha. If, assuming that that's correct, then you would still have a problem, because you can't, it's like making a Bracha on Issa. But the Rama says the same thing by benching. The Rama says the same thing by benching, yeah. The Rama arrived by the non-kosher food, he's talking by benching.
Yeah, this is too far back, but it may just help the Shagas Ari, but can we say this Gemara and the Hamas?
Does the Shagas Ari himself address our Gemara, right? Does he even talk? He doesn't.
That's what I should want to argue, meaning maybe the difference here is we're talking about there is the wasa say bar by matzah, meaning you have ownership to be over that. We're talking about mitzvah, meaning you have ownership.
Yeah, these are two different shagasaris. I'm just saying there was a common denominator.
Right, I'm saying meaning it's possible that he'd only say that ownership was not an assumption by something by the law bar by matzah. Meaning he would not say that by definition.
No. The shagasari says in both. You need full fledged. The shagasari says you need ownership by bar by matzah.
So the whole assumption that you don't.
If I care. Shagas Ari says Tosfos comparison between Chala and Bayera Bayi Matzah makes no sense. Bayera Bayi Matzah you need to own. Chala you don't need to own. What's the Gemara himself? What the Gemara by Matzah that's learned out from Chala? We misunderstood that Gemara. It doesn't mean full-fledged ownership.
Okay.
That's what you have to come out. It means Lafuke Hektish and Lafuke. By Chometz he wasn't willing to say that. And we're saying no. Balei Tosfos and Rashi, according to the Gra, are saying that even by Chometz. So everybody said, once we got here, and once all we have is maybe a Shagas Aryeh, maybe a Das HaRambam, we need to suggest something else that perhaps we could be saying. So everybody said, I think this is totally. I was supposed to give shiur on this actually last night in my shul. We're actually holding by Nadarim Lamedal and Rebbeis, Ashkocha. This is mamish what we're holding in the Chaburus. So it's, I think it's mamish and machlokes we showing him in this Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. Boy minei Reb Chiya mer barave mi rove. Kikare alecha minasin lo matano mahu. A person takes a neder. A person has the ability when he takes a neder to aser his stuff on his friend. You can't get it. I'm ticked off of you. So I'm going to aser you from being neder. You can't come to my house. You can't eat my food. I'm now going to prohibit you from accessing my stuff, my property. So the Gemara says, and then he gives it to him b'matana. So what's the shayla? Mau. Amar lo ki isa b'rishus Yehuda aser odim alecha amar ale shivise hekash. So the Gemara says, no, amar le pshita dafagat diyavle matana aser. No, the Gemara assumes that even if you give him as matana, that's what the guy meant. That if, even if I'm going to give it to you, it's going to be aser. And the Gemara says as follows. So if so, so why is he saying kikari alecha? Why did he say kikari? Right? Kikari. My lav lafuke di igonva minei. Is it not to come to exclude what? That if someone else steals it and they give it to you, what? That what? What? You could eat it because I didn't give it to you. Right? But if I give it to you, it's still going to be aser, right? So Moore says, no, it's not a raya. That's not a raya from the fact that he's a kikari alecha. Why? Because there's something else he came to imply in that word kikari alecha. No, it's coming to exclude What? That if I invite you to my house to eat as my guest, then that's not going to be the case. You don't know what it will be. You're not sure. Maybe it'll be awesome, maybe it'll be mutter, right? So still you don't have a raya from the fact that he used that law. He's coming to exclude one case. What case is coming to exclude? That if you're coming to get as a guest. Why is he coming to exclude that? Give me 1 second. Why is he coming to exclude that? So if you look at the Ram, Amalei lafuke diazmene alei kolomer la'olam em lechadiyoy v'leibam matona sharia. No, maybe we could backtrack on the entire Gemara. That matona is taka going to be mutter, and you can't be medayik from his lashon. That's what it's going to exclude is ganev. Really, matona is mutter also. If he comes alei lafuke, the azman alei. So what's he coming lafuke? That what? That if I invite you, then it's us. Why? If you give it to the matana, and I invite you, if I give it to the matana, it's mutter, says the Ran, positing, right? Yet you're saying that if you give it as a hazmana, you invite me over to your Shabbos meal, that's going to be mutter? It's going to be usr? What's the difference? So Rabbi Isai, the chayra of the Ran is assuming what? Yesh lachko. When you invite a family over, Rabbi Isai, I apologize to your parents if you space out next time there's family over for a meal. Because right now, the next time there's going to be family over, you're going to have guests. David, what's going to be in your head, Moshe? Yesh lachkor. The food that this guy down the block is now eating, my parents' friend. I don't know, give me a Mark. Mark's over for the meal, right? We haven't had him over in a long time. COVID. We're going to have guests. Baruch Hashem. You're vaccinated? Vaccinated. Excellent. We're going to have guests. Beautiful. And now he comes in and he's about to eat a nice piece of chal. A nice geshmak bol chons. You enjoy it? Good. Yesh lachko. You want awkward? I'll tell you awkward. Is that food right now yours? Right? The guy's never going to come back to your house. The pshat that I gave you now, the ability to eat in my house. Am I being macking there the food to you? Oh, tell me, it's Shabbos. How could I do kinyonim? But Tzorach Venik Shabbos. Is that the pshat? Or is the pshat? No. It's mine. It's mine, and you have a reshus to be mishtamish and to use this food. And to even devour this food. Clearly from the Ran differentiating between a matona, which is clearly going to be given and gifted to you, and a hazmona, that means what? That he's learning, inviting a friend over and allowing him to eat, is going to stay in my domain, in my rishus. That is the shita of the Ran in the dark. But the Mefarish, Rabbi Yisai, who it says Rashi over here, but you should know, Rabbi Yisai, the Rashi in the Dharma is not Rashi. It's not exactly clear who it is. To the best of my knowledge, they don't know who the Mefarish is. But look at the Mefarish, because he takes... Yeah?
The Ran holds that it's not the Orch, it's not the guests.
Exactly. Exactly. He's differentiating between Matana and Hazmona.
Is this case different? I mean, it's like...
One second. What's this kid?
In the dark, there's definitely an issue there on the thing.
So, I am Asker and Kikari. So now we have to know, what's the status of a guy who's eating my house? Is that Kikari or not?
Oh, so because he's eating there,
yeah.
And he says it's going to be awesome, therefore how's
yeah.
Going
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Rabbi.
One second. Says the Mefarish, give me 1 second, Judah. What's he coming to be mapping? What's he coming to exclude? Kikari alecha lafuke what yasmin ele. So how did Mefarish learn? Lemecha meau kikar meikara v'hadar amalei kikari alecha dahasam kaven da yasmin ele kana chelko kamashi yachol leechol heimeno veino yachol also love the lav kula denaisin uela gam de mezuman. What did you say? He learns the maskana of the gemara tum fakert. He learns the maskon of the Gemara that what? No lafuke and utaka be mutter. Because why? When you say, come over to my house and eat, I'm actually giving you a bialus on that food. You are now an owner. That's what the heter achil is. That's why it's lafuke. It's not like the Ran who's stuck in, no, maybe we're bringing Chayzer v'Gemara and we're saying Matan is Mutter and Lafuke is what has Mana because that's going to still be Aser. No, the Rashi and the Mefarish learned that Lafuke means that it's going to be Mutter. Why? Because it's not anymore Kikari. It's yours.
Is Rashi saying that before you make the Shavua?
No. No, you made the Neder already.
So then if I make this Neder and I say this...
One second. Yeah, what? I'm just checking in the tastes of the Rosh if they take a side in this. Yeah. Mashani, the Yasmin L.A. Zeb Bala Osra love the Mizet Asakadai de Shapir, Lolo Machin of the Matanamuteris, the Alpagav Shadach and Swarb Shudus, and the Gong were Rav and Milson. Right, the place sounds like the Rush. They're like the Ran. Okay.
So if I have them as a guest.
So now at Bayside, what's going to be? So if a person comes over as a guest, so you want to know, Yesh Lachkor, is this food that's his? If it's food that he's eating, is that his food? Or is it my food? Nafkamina what? Afkamina for an eder. So you're going to tell me, Rabbi, that's not so interesting. I don't take Nidarim. Right? I don't take Nidarim. We don't take Nidarim as manazeh. So Mamela, it's not really going to be no gay. Right? Really? I'll give you a case that's going to be no gay. A guy is eating at your house. You ready for this, Toby? Listen to this. This kasha happened in Eretz Yisrael. A guy's eating at your house. And! Evie! Oh. Coca-Cola has an option you can win $10 million. It just depends if you get the right cap. And you open up the cap, and in the cap it says what? You won the $1 million. And I was what? I was a guest at Evan's house. Who gets the cash? Who collects? Machloikis Ran and Rashi. You invited me over. But boy, say, this guy Mark at your table, you're going to mamas be in the lottery then. But machloikis the Ran and Rashi. Machloikis in Shulchan Aruch had a paskin. Where? What do they talk about this? Hilchus Nidar? No. Hilchus Eben Ezer. Hilchus Kiddushin. What happens if you're cheap and you decide, I'm not going to buy my Kala ring. Right? You're already starting off on the wrong foot. I'm not going to invest. I'm going to give her what? Some meat from the chulin. Pretty precious. Every yeshiva guy would want that. And I say, Harei HaMikudesh Nisli. It's Shavu Pruta. What's the dip? But it wasn't even mine. I was a guest. And I was sitting next to this girl. And, you know, it was geschmack, and we were hitting it off. And I say, let's kill two birds with one stone. Let's just get married now. Okay, it's Shabbos. That's a problem. Fine. But technically, you might be married. Right? Can I use the food? So who talks about this, Rabbi Yisai? The Ramo. The Ramo says, you got food as a guest. And now you turn to the girl next to you. She seems shayach. And you're Mekadosher. Right? And two of them heard it. Right, Rabbi Yisai? I'm going to reiterate what I say to guys when we learned Kiddushin. Moshe, I don't know if you were in the shir. Do not bring friends to your engagement. Not stam as I am against this whole thing that I couldn't believe it when I learned about it. Like in my day, it was the most private moment. That's stam. It's the whole machla of the door that there's no privacy anymore. Everything has to be in public. Oh, everything has to be. You know, why can't I still do things in private? Why can't I? Why can't things wait till the yichuru? Why does everything have to be publicized and be a mafarsim and Facebook and Instagram, and you have to know everything about my life. Why? Why can't there be a Lefnai v'Lefnim? Why can't there be a Kodesh HaKadoshim? Why can't there be... Do not bring friends to the engagement. If this Chas V'Shalom turns into a broken engagement, this woman might not be able to marry a Kohen anymore. She might need a get. So that, think about that the next time you get engaged with friends there. And say the words, will you marry me? Because the pashtus is that there's a serious shiloh over there. Okay? Remember that. So there were two aids in there. I took some of the cholent meat. I gave it to the girl. And shoy, I'm married. According to Ramah. Taz is not convinced. Taz says Safik Kiddushin. What's the Safik Kiddushin? Everybody said, what's the shiloh? Ran! Rashi! How do you learn the Gemara and the Dorin? What's the nature of a guest? Mark, who's coming over in Woodmere for a meal. Is it his? Is it not yours? Right? Everybody say, I'm not crazy. This is real stuff. This is Kiyem Chayenu. Nebuch to the guy who doesn't think about this. Everything. Dunkin' Donuts. Everybody say, do I have to buy? Do I not have to buy? It's Chiyus. It's life. That's Torah. It's a premius. I don't do this just because I have to. I do this because I want to. I do this because I want to explore the revelation. I want to get meaning to my toichen, to my life. Nebuch, if all it is just about making another $1 million, it gets boring, Rabbosai. And it's not going anywhere with you. You're not going to the grave with it. Like, I know you heard that statement, but it's real. There's one thing you're going to the grave with. It's Dunkin' Donuts. It's Minchas Chinuch. It's Mark. Is it his or it's not? It's the Ramah, it's the Ebenezer, it's the Rashi, it's the Ran. It's true, it's Emes, Rabbi Yisai. You'll never be bored again. You'll never be at a stoplight when you're waiting to cross the street and just hitting the button and getting out. Hit the button once and then I'll start thinking about Minchas Chinuch. About Dunkin' Donuts, about the story over there, about the store over there. When I'm walking by Pesach, am I allowed to sniff it or am I not? Machlokes is a shakruch, if it's chayim, chayodom, gevaldik. It becomes part of me, Rabbi Yisai, and a chazer. And I go back to it. Rabbi said, this Pesach, do you know what this Pesach is going to be like? No, because I'm not so into it. I don't really want to make this kinyan. Do you know how enhanced your Pesach can be after the kinyan that you're making? With Minchas Chinuch, with matzahs, with everything. Rabbi said, we have so much more to go. With klavim, every time a dog walks by, or I see a pigeon on Pesach, and I think, can I go to that park and give some chametz? Why not? What's the problem? I'm looking at Rambam, Beis Halevi's actually, givaldik! Meiridik, mitoich, mayantik, it's going to be so different. Why? Can I smoke? Can I smoke up this? Can I smoke up that? Jeremy's going to meet the cat lady in Woodmere. He's going to start thinking sugyos. That's what Torah is. It's not just words. It's not just the black. It's the klaf alovon. It's the eish chayre, eish levono. Sorry. So Rabbi Yisai, we have a second Sanahok. Number one, maybe the Shagasari is right. And even if the Shagasari is wrong, maybe you could hold like the Ramah, maybe you can hold like the Mefarish and the Dar. And then Melo, when my father told me, come to the table, come eat by my Suda. What is by definition he doing? He's saying that you should what? You should be koinah these items. That's licked in the hazmana, included in nichlal in the hazmana, is what? Is that this should be yours. Second sadlah. Rabbi Yisai, I'm still uncomfortable. Because everybody knows when you're learning the Dharam, who do you learn the Dharam with? The Ran. The Ran is the Baal HaShmaitza. And Lamaisa, it's a Safek Kiddushin in Ebenezer. It's not a Vadei Kiddushin according to the Taz. The Ramah would say it's Vadei. But maybe it's a Safek Kiddushin where we should be choishes for those posts that are Machmir on it. So I'm still not comfortable. Is there anything else to rely on? Is there any other Eitzah? So comes along Reb Kiva Eger and he says, I don't understand something. Comes along Reb Kiva Eger and he asks on Das Aramba, which already brought up the issue of Mitzvah of Aveira. He says, by definition, a matzah, it's never going to be a mitzvah ba'avera. Why is it never going to be a mitzvah ba'avera? Because you're eating it, and you're devouring it, and you're lois.
And he said, halachmaniya.
By the way, give me one second, Avi. By the way, are you definition loyis? By definition, Avi, are you loyis? Are you chewing up the matzah?
I mean, bala matzah yatsa.
Bala matzah yatsa. So what's Rabbi Kivegas kasha? From 2 days ago's death. Bala maror lo yatsa. Bala matzah yatsa. What's chat?
The Rambam's posting also.
What?
The Rambam's posting like that also.
So it's a little bit of a kasha. So the teretz is, everybody say, come on. It's... No. Oh, yeah, that's true. What Rav Berger is saying is that I'm a shanit in my throat. Or you could just say balabatish. Like, most people are not swallowing their matzahs. You know, the fact that you happen to be yotze is not necessarily, the fact that definitionally, but like, when I chew it, says Rav Kivager, so then you should have a kinyan machinery. There shouldn't be a problem with mitzvah balabatish. That's Rav Kivager's kash. Right? It's a bam kash. By the way, that chiluk I saw from the Imre Emes of Mori the Gevor. Everybody said, write this down for the Agadah. It's Gevaldik. Sas Emes holds that every kasha of the Manishtana is connected to another one of the four children. And the kasha connected to Rosha is Halayla Azeh Kula Mor. None of this tastes good. None of this, I'm not interested in this. None of this, it's all... Right? Where's the Shari Yarat? There's Halayla Zekulamar. There's no town, there's no pleasure, there's no Hanah. What's the response to the Rasha? Afata Hakeshina. Right? So everyone likes to say Torah, take the Gematria and subtract it, and it comes to Kates, right? After the Shina, right? You'll do the calculations later. But the Imre Emes says Gevaldik based on the Gemara we just said. Listen. By Marer, Bala Marer Lo Yotza. What do you need by Marer? You need to be lois. You need to chew. You can't just swallow the one. This Rasha is saying, Marer, I'm out. I'm done. I'm not interested. So what are you doing? You're makashinah. He's not shaykh to this type of mitzvah. If it's struggle, if it's a problem, if it's an effort, if it's chewing, if it's being loyis, he's out. So now let's give him what he actually means. Hafata hakeshino. Bolomar loyotz! Bolomar loyotz! That's exactly the nekuda that we're responding to. Shmakachem. So Reb Kiveg is asking about Bamkash. So comes along the Bir Aloch the Mishabura and he says, and by the way, Reb Kiveg is not alone. Kiveger found a Ritva in Sachem, I believe, that says what he says. That since you're kind of a Shinoi, it's a Melee Yitz. Comes along with Bir Aloch and he says he doesn't agree. Why does he not agree, Rabbi Yisai? Because he says, and usually in a mitzvah ba'avera, when you're kind of a Shinoi, what happens? You're doing the mitzvah after the kinyan b'shino exists. So once it's mine, after I was kinyan b'shino, so now I want to be yotze the mitzvah, right? So now it's a new object, so therefore there's a full-fledged kinyan. Hashayinkin over here. Over here, says the Bir Aloch, when's the shas mitzvah? He thinks the shas mitzvah is not at the time of swallowing. Already at the time of what? Already at the time of, even though bala matzah yotze, but still, when you're chewing... The Ascholos HaAchila is already the mitzvah. Another thing to be chaker when you're in the middle of the mitzvah matzah. When exactly is the point in time that I'm being mekayim this mitzvah? Is it at the time of swallowing? Is it the time of the digestion? Or is it even the chewing process is already the mitzvah? Rabbi Yisai.
That's why we don't speak.
What?
That's why we don't speak while we're eating.
Right, we don't speak for the whole time. We don't even speak till after. We shouldn't really talk until after Kairos. The Bir Aloch says you should even say Zeichel Mikdash Kehillo. People are not makran this. Bir Aloch says say Zeichel Mikdash Kehillo. Kenas Hillo Bzman Shaya Pesach Kaim or Korech Pesach Matzu Mar. Say that after you eat Korech. So you shouldn't have a hefsek from the Achilas Matzah onto this. So Yesh Lachkor. When's the mitzvah? So Bir Aloch is saying that Zman Mitzvah is already at the time that I take a bite. Right? should talk about it. Remind me that I should give a shir. I should talk to you about how quickly you have to eat it, Rabbi Yisai. And is there a mahalach? The Magen Avraham. I spoke about it last year. Magen Avraham says you have to swallow all of it together. Vasachas to be able to mitzvah lechatila. What? No, my kids are laughing at me.
Yeah,
my kid is a laughing session whenever I'm trying. So I try to be mappe. It's very hard. Very hard to swallow it all together. I'll bring you all the rayas. Reb Chaim disagreed. Whatever. Maybe we'll talk about it some other time. But just now we're going back. We're saying not only at the time of the throat, right? Says the Bir Halacha, based on this kasha, he said perhaps the mitzvah already starts at the time of the chewing. Not that he's saying that, because he actually passed. Mishabur passed like Magen Avraham, lechatil you should swallow it together. So he also paskins that there it should be all the kezayis, really, right? The whole kezayis should be together, and you shouldn't rely on kezayis for the achilas pras lechatila. But he's saying the mitzvah is already back at the time of the chewing. The mitzvah is time at the chewing, so it's not a shino yet. It's not a shino yet. So Mela, that's the answer to Rabbi Vegas kasha. Good. Comes along Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, I sent to you in the WhatsApp group, Nachalich Shlomo, he says a much deeper vote. He says, Kenyan Shinoi is not going to help you over here. Why is Kenyan Bishinoi not going to help you over here, they say? When does Kenyan Bishinoi work? With Kiveger's Kash. Is that going to help us, Legabe, the Sugya of being a guest of Mark? Of being a guest of your parents or your in-law Seder? Why is that not going to help you, Rabbi Yisrael? It's not a It's not a Gzela! How does the Kenyan Bishinoi work? Everything I just explained to Evan. You stole it. The Torah says no way for Heshiv. Then you change the item and now you're Kainai. But fundamentally, from what time are you Kainai? You're Kainai Mishas the Gzela. That's the Kenyan. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, don't apply that Eitzah Rav Kiva Eger to the case of being a guest. Because you're missing the fundamental issue that is necessary in order to be kainit. It's the Maisik Zeyla. I'm not a Goslin here. So then how's the Shina going to work?
Rabbi.
So Rabbi Yisai, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman writes La Locha. Rabbi Yashim writes La Locha. Lichad Chila, person. I don't know, when I ask my Shver this, everyone thinks here. No one's ever heard of this. La Locha, Lichad Chila. A person should try to be kainet. I'm not trying to say that you're not yoytzi chas v'sholim chalilu, what I want to be moitzi las, but is there an Indian over here to try to be machmir for? Yeah. Now, what do we have to rely on? We have a shakas aryeh. We have a mahalach in the Gemara Nedarim. We have a Ramah and Evan Ezer. Right? What? We don't have Reb Kiva Eger because we just knocked it out. No, Reb Kiva Eger is talking about Gzela. His cash on the Rama was by Gezel. I was applying the Svar Reb Kiva Eger to an Areach.
Oh.
That's not going to be applicable, says Reb Shlomo Zalman. That's the time. Some place can want it to apply the Reb Kiva Eger. Reb Shlomo Zalman says correctly, L'chayra, that it's not going to work. So that, okay, according to those Achronim, is there anything else to be Yotzi, Rabbi Yisrael, which is probably the strongest argument? But again, if a person asks me, L'chatila, should they try to make a Kenyan on it, on their matzahs? Sure. Is there anything else to rely on? So maybe. Maybe, and this made this Eitzah, yeah.
According to the Halacha Shlomo, if the Kenyan is all Gzela, then that is a mitzvah b'aveir, no?
No. You stole it, and then the Kenyan...
Stole it? I made a Kenyan?
No. The Kenyan is not another Isser. No. No.
No, meaning the stealing is the Kenyan, no?
The stealing...
Gzela is the Kenyan.
The Shinoi kicks back a Kenyan Mishas the Gzela.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are we making this Kenyan before Yantif?
So ideally, yeah. But right, if you didn't make a Kenyan on Yantif, I think it would still be motive for the mitzvah, so yeah.
We say maybe when it's called. I'm not trying to be funny, because I mean, like, maybe when a guest gives a gift to the host, like, maybe they're kind of being mocked a little bit in that.
Oh. So. Just to pick it up. Ask him for the matana and just say, and then just pick it up. Hagbo. So Rabbi Yisai, Lamaisa, when I go to get my matzahs, even if my shver got it already, I'll give them some kesef to be, I'd say, alashitz. But I think, if it's yantiv, you don't have kesef, you don't have, do a ma'aseh kinyan. Your yotzei is chumra. Again, it, you know. So Rabbi Yisai,
what's the answer to Rosh Hashanah Zalman's question?
No, I think that Rosh Hashanah Zalman is saying is a good aura. I don't think that the eger would be applicable to a guest.
Well, why can't you say that then when the guest picks it up to eat it?
Oh, so then Rosh Hashanah Zalman has another eitzah. Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, kind of like what we said from Rabbi Chaim Meiser. If you remember a few months ago, Rabbi Yisai, when we were talking about chametz, shchitas chametz, he says, the guy, how do you have chametz in his rishos? If he's in the Mokom Azara, according to Reish Lakish. So Chaim Meiser says, what do you mean? It's in his pocket. It's in his hand. That's the case. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, maybe that's the kinyan over here. Maybe the kinyan is, it's biyado, and therefore he's going to eat it. So therefore, it's his. Now, okay, but you need das makne. What about the balabos? Did the balabos have the right das to give it to you? So, one could say, yeah, he knows he's not getting this back. He knows that he's not getting it. He's giving this up to you. He's allowing you to be koine. So now the shaila is, did I do a ma'aseh kinyan? Yes, so by definition, once I put it into my hand, and it's biyadi, so the memela, that's a kinyan. So that's a nice var.
Isn't that just using the mefarish again?
No. The mefarish is saying fundamentally that even before I pick it up, by the fact that you invited me over, it's mine. Right?
He's saying either way there's going to be a ma'aseh, no?
Okay. Yeah, no, he's saying by definition there's going to be a ma'aseh, so you don't have to do anything additional, but it's working with a different mechanics. It's not because you invited me over. It's because, and you gifted it to me. It's because I did a ma'aseh kinyan, actually I was kind of beyond. There is one other eitzah, Rabbi Yisai, that, again, and I think this would work, Lagabe David, Shiloh, Lagabe, Lachem, by Lulav, where people don't do this, is that the Rosh says that if a person borrows someone's pruta to Mekadosh a woman, right, and even though it's She'el and it's not his, so the Rosh says there's an automatic umdan das that whatever you needed for lahalacha, that that was the kavona when giving it over to you that you'd be yotzei. So if you say like that, which sometimes we rely on that, Rabbi Yisai, is that if a person doesn't have the right kavanas, he just has whatever is necessary to be yotzei the mitzvah, that's my kavanas, right? Lamoshal, if I hear Havdalah in shul, on Motzei Shabbos, so technically, the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Yonah that I'm supposed to have kavanah not to be yotzei. And that's what everyone should have kavanah not to be yotzei. What do? You didn't think about it. You didn't have kavanah. So now, according to the day, who holds mitzvah in srichas kavanah, so now as a yotzei, can I not be moitzi my wife anymore? So the answer is no. We usually assume that whatever the right halachic kavanah in order to be yotzei all the mitzvahs, I can't balance all these things. So that's what we assume that a person has. Whatever the rabbi says, that's what I'm being mechavim for. So some place can suggest also over here that we're trying to get the matzahs. We want the matzahs to be kosher l'pesa. We want the matzahs to be chametz free. We want the matzahs to be as usable as possible. We want to try to be mekayim the mitzvah. So memela, if that goes along, that there is a chumrah, that the matzah should be yours, and that there should be a means of matana that's giving over. So even if you hold like the shita of the Ran in the Darim, and fundamentally by a regular case, when you're eating over at your friend's house, it's not going to be a kinyan of shalcha. But over here, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, you could assume that that was the kavana, because the person knows he's not going to get it back anyways. So memela, therefore, you'd be yotzei in such a shita, even if in general I paskin that when I'm eating over at someone else's house, it's not necessarily my food that I'm eating. Yeah, Jeremy.
They won't work on Shabbos, though.
Why won't they work on Shabbos? Because the kinyan? No, so the Mordechai writes in Beitza that if a person forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin, so we could be the Gemara says you could be makna all of your food to someone else who did the Erev Tavshilin, and that's an Eitza. So the Mordechai asks, how you're not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos? So Mordechai says, Letzarech mitzvah, you're allowed to. So Magen Avraham brings out from that Mordechai that if a person didn't have a lulav, he didn't buy a lulav, and now he has to make a kinyan before he shakes on the first day of Yontif, that Letzarech mitzvah, you're allowed to make a kinyan.
Can we explain what the umdan das means?
An assumption, like the assumed kavon.
But if I didn't have, wasn't my object for kiddushin, how does that work?
What do you mean?
Did it need to be my object?
Yeah, it needs to be your object. It needs to be your object. The question is, was there a kinyan over here? What?
When I borrowed it, there was a kinyan.
Yeah, it's more than just borrowed. Exactly.
We assume that
the Balabas was giving it for kiddushin, that he assumed whatever goes along with the kiddushin status. Yeah.
Can a kinyan be a derabbanan? What's the yotzei?
That's a fascinating shaila that the Machne Ephraim discusses. And it's actually a machlokes. It's 2 days. There's a long shtickle in Avne Maluim and Ebn Ezer about this. Let's say, because the shaila is like this. The Rishaitim discuss in Kiddushin. Let's say I have a kinyan called Maimed Shloshton, right? The Gemara says, the Gemara invents a kinyan midrabbanan without moving the object, without it, right? You just have three people over here. You say, oh, that item that's out of my rishus, I want to give it to him. And the Gemara says, but Maimed Shloshton, when all three are present, that would be good. And some of the Rishonim say that works the Gabi Kiddushin. Shaila is that Gemara is only, that Maimed Shloshton is only enactment midrabbanan. So the Rishonim that are saying that can now affect an Eishasish Midaraisa, so are obviously assuming that a Kinyan Derabbanan could create a Deraisa. It's totally on a deeper Shaila, more fundamental Shaila, is what's the nature of Hefker, Bezdin Hefker. When the Torah gives Bezdin the ability to be Mafkir, and the ability to take a person's monetary assets and say, Bezdin has the ability to control that, how much control do they have? So some shittus in the Rishonim, the Marashal, the Yamsha Shlomo speaks about this, the Rashba discusses this in Sefer Gittin. Some Rishonim say, oh, Jeremy has some money, I as Bezdin, the rabbis, have the ability to be mafkir as nechassim. I don't have the ability to take his nechassim and now put it into Evan's Rishus. That's already going to take Evan to now pick him up on its own, and he's got to do a kinyan. So that's if you're assuming that the kinyanim derabbanan can't work midrash. But if you assume that the koyach of the rabbis is no, I have the ability to not only be mafkir, but actually to mafkir someone else, so the memela, that is a more of a koyach, so the memela, even kinyan derabbanan, can work the raisa, so that would affect this shayla as well. Yeah.
Who's like the Rambam over there?
Yeah, again, but that's Isurim. That's Isurim. The Rambam's not talking about derabbanan. It is a similar concept. But there are a few of these general shailas of derabbanan's effect in the raisins. You also have the shaila lagabe mitzvahs. If a katan does a mitzvah, he's yotze on a level deraisa. If a katan was counting spheric, and he continued counting with a bracha. So all of these shailas connect to whether or not there could be a chalois from a chiyuv derabbanan to work on a deraisa level. But lagabe kinyanim, there's an additional element that seems to be because they have the koyach of hefker bezin hefker. In monetary law, the rabbis are given the governing auspices, and therefore that authority that potentially lends itself for there to be kiddushin, which would affect this shiloh as well. All right, Rabbi Isai. So,
Lamaisa,
yeah, what? Avi.
Question.
Oh, I want to quote before I take your question, Avi. The last eitzah, Rabbi Isai, I saw another paiskim. I think Avi alluded to it, but it's a geshmak of pshat. For your Leila Seder. Maybe the Halach Manya.
But isn't that just for
Rebbe? Yeah, the Pashtus is that it's just a saying that was added on later that to invite the guests. But perhaps we have a new Taich. Kol Ditzrich Yesev Yitzach, Kol Dichvin Yesev Yechol. Meaning, maybe we're saying it as a what?
You say post Matzah.
No.
The Gila Dasa. The Gila Dasa. All
right.
So maybe it's the Gilei Das, but I don't know, Avi. It's now Yesh Lachkar. I'm sorry, I'm going to kill your Leila Seder, Rabbi Yisrael. You're not going to even think about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yesh Lachkar, when you say, Kol Ditzrich, Kol Dichvin Yesev Yechol, right? Am I doing more than the Gemara Nedarim?
Yeah, it's just inviting.
It's just inviting?
Yeah.
So maybe if it's just inviting, so I'm back into square one. So what am I doing? So it's only going to help if you hold like the Mefarsh.
You can't even say that's what he meant, because you couldn't do that in the Korban Pesach anyway. Meaning...
That's stama kasher, Rabbi said. That's a bomb kasher. Why are you saying that by the Korban Pesach? You have to be money on the Korban Pesach in order to eat it. Mamish making the halachas into a joke. That's true. A person wants to walk over to your Pesach right now. He's not yotze. He's not yotze. It's usher. It's an issur d'oraisa for you to serve the Korban Pesach. That's a bomb kasher. Somebody needs to be retired to that kasher.
I heard. It's just trying to. For Roman Gabriel says you have to mention the three things.
Yeah.
Half mind is the assumption that not everyone speaks for Shakota, so you're saying it in a language that people understand.
But you're saying something that's just not right. So say Pesach. Don't Don't say, come into my Pesach. You're a faker.
Right,
you're really
and you say whoever wants to experience Pesach.
What?
It's called the whoever wants to, Yesu Yifsa. Doesn't mean that should eat the carbon Pesach, but it means to experience the Seder night.
Uh-huh. Right. Pesach means to experience Pesach.
Yeah.
Like Pesach has mean, it means the Yontif.
Also, there's no carbon Pesach when they're speaking.
That's true. That's true. That's also true. If you assume that it was added on later, I think that's the machlokes.
Isn't the Rambam saying part of it?
No, many, right. Some of the Rishonim say that it was part of it, and some say it was added on later. Yeah.
According to the Mefarish, I don't need halach line.
Right. Correct. According to the Mefarish, you're good. According to the Mefarish, everybody say you're set. According to the Mefarish, according to Shakzariah, according to all those Sladim, you're good. We're just trying to say, according to Bichayish, according to everyone, and put it into perspective of what type of Shiloh we have. Yeah.
The further Rabbi Akiva you brought down with by Gazal also.
Yeah. So he's commenting on the Rambam of Mitzvah Balavira, I guess. Yeah. All right, Rabbi Say. That's the Sukkah. Abi, you had a question.
Yeah, according to the last answer that we gave from Kiddushin, we learned from Kiddushin, the argument also spoke about Esther having to be Lacham.